Okay, Mishnah Yud, the very last Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama. Mokin Shakobes Motzi Hari Elu Shilo. So pieces, small pieces of wood, of wool, sorry, that the launderer that come out into the launderer's hand while they are washing the garment, Elu Shilo, they belong to the launderer. The Shahasurik Motzi, but what about the wool that comes out when the person is combing the wool? Hari Elu Shel Balabayas. That wool belongs to the person who owns the wool. Because it's a significant amount. Hakoves Notel Shalosh Chutin Vehin Shalom. So one who washes the garment, they're allowed to take three strings off of the edge of the garment. And those belong to, and those they can keep. Yasser mechin, but anything more than that, hari elu shel baal habayis. So anything more than that belongs to the person who the garment belongs to. Im haya shachor al gavei halavan. But let's say there's black strings on top of white strings, meaning there's the garment's all one color and there's excess strings of a different color on top of it. No, it's a cool. They can have the one washing it can take all of those strings of the other color. The hinge alone, they can keep them because we're not worried that you're stealing from them. These strings are actually making the garment look less nice, not more nice. So you're doing them a favor by taking it, and so therefore you can keep it. Hachayit, the tailor shishir minachut, who was given a certain amount of thread to use, and kidei lispor bo in order to sew with it, and now he has extra left over. Umatlas shishlosh al shlosh, or he has a piece of woven cloth that's 3 fingers long by 3 fingers wide. Hare elu shel baal habayis. These belong to the person. These belong to the person who gave them. The person who gave them to use them. And then the Mishnah finishes off. Ma she charish motzi b'ma'atzar hari elu shalom. So that which a carpenter, the wood chips that a carpenter creates by using this kli that's used to smooth out the surface of the piece of wood, so the carpenter can keep those wood chips. Uvekashiel shel baal habayis. But if they used an axe, which is going to create bigger wood chips, so those belong to the one who the wood belongs to. Ve'im haya ose etzel baal habayis. And if he was doing the work in the baal habayis' house, in the person who owns his house, av hanesaras shel baal habayis. Even the small chips belong to the baal habayis. Salik Maseches Baba Kama. This is the end of Maseches Baba Kama.